fact, the time is ticking down. One day left, 2010. Have you made your New Year's resolutions yet at this point? We have a show full of resolutions that we're going to offer up to some of the, let's say, more famous people that we've tripped upon this year on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year indeed. This is Kate Delaney. Thank you for cruising down this overnight highway with us and joining us each and every night here on the airwaves from coast to coast and all those spots in between. All of you have emailed me with some great thoughts and some definite venting going on. The politics this year was so fascinating. We're going to take a quick look back at that, not just politics, but in the business world, in the entertainment world. Across the board, 2010 was a banner year. I've said this a couple of times. A lot of folks that I know just want to get rid of 2010. 2010 seemed to be tough for a lot of people personally. And of course, we have had the tough spot with the dollar shrinking, and we also have dealt with mortgages and houses that are underwater, and that'll get worse in the next coming years, we know, because we've had a lot of real estate people on this show. We've had a lot of new construction type people as we've kind of tried to focus on where are we headed in that industry, because that's part of what sank us in the last couple of years, besides the banks too big to fail. So we're still digging out. A lot of people are digging out. I think that's what the deal is. My first resolution is such a layup. It's an easy one. Favre and Woods, Brett Favre and Tiger Woods gave us this one. For all the professional athletes out there who are fooling around on their wives or their fiance or their serious girlfriend, do not sext other women. Sexting is a bad thing. It's evidence that you are fooling around and lying, and that's how you get caught. That's what happened with Brett Favre, and that's what happened with Tiger Woods. Certainly not the only one. Tony Parker, star from the San Antonio Spurs, married or was married to Eva Longoria. They're quickly getting divorced. Why? Because of texts. There's just something about that. It leaves a trail. I know a lot of divorce lawyers, and the divorce lawyers say this is a big thing, Facebook. For some reason, people think they're invisible, or men think they're invisible on Facebook when they're married. So there they are, saying things on Facebook that are being used in their divorces. So you can just be a mere mortal. You don't have to be a famous athlete. But our first resolution is really know the person that you're sexting if you're going to go in that direction. How obvious is that? You may have a few you want to throw in. You can certainly do that. Remember, you're always welcome to jump in. The water's warm. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're going to hit a couple of headlines at the top, and then in our next segment, we're going to chat with Steve Budin. Good conversation about this week in the NFL, because it's the last week in the NFL. And coming up in our final, or in our third hour, really, we have our final nail the score of the season. We'll still do it in the playoffs, but the regular season is coming to an end, so the final nail the score of the season happens during this show. But in this first hour, we're going to chat with Steve Budin, get his take on some of the games, some of what we've seen, and a wrap-up on the season. And, you know, this could be the end of football for a while, because if there's no collective bargaining agreement, and there's a good chance there won't be, the players strike, we're not going to be talking about football. We're going to be talking about college football, but not professional football, should that happen. Let's talk about the big story that still is. I'm almost sick of saying it, especially I've mentioned this a couple of times. For all of you in the Midwest, I sincerely apologize, because I know, and I've gotten the emails. You're sick of hearing about New York City and what you're calling the whiners. But truly, it was a mess in New York. So any chance to squeeze Mayor Bloomberg, because he squeezed out that all-important third term, a lot of us are taking the opportunity to do that, because they had the blizzard that just crippled the Northeast. That's what happened. And and I've said this before, New York is the power base. New York is where a lot of business is done. People are coming in and out of the city. And then people go there because tourism was up, and especially during the Christmas holidays. That's a big time to check out the Big Apple. So they blew it. And now, finally, Bloomberg is admitting it because he's feeling the heat. He doesn't cop to much. He really doesn't. He said he's going to investigate whether the sanitation workers dogged it, whether they delayed cleaning up the city because they were frustrated about having their budgets cut. Good luck proving that. Who do you think is going to be a rat and is going to talk about, oh, yeah, me and some of the guys decided not to clean up Brooklyn because we're upset over not getting a pay raise? Doubt he's going to pry that out of anyone, but they are looking into it. There's all kinds of rumors about the sanitation workers and that they purposely slowed down cleaning up because they were furious of getting gypped out of their extra dollars. And Bloomberg said that the budget cuts hadn't even kicked in, and he defended them and said, what do you do when you have a deficit? The state is facing a deficit that hits everybody. So if this, in fact, was part of the problem with the cleanup, think of that baby that died when the woman called 911. The ambulances couldn't get through. The streets weren't plowed, and it took 9-10 hours. How ridiculous was that? And then you could point in that direction, because the slow cleanup certainly killed commuting and delayed not just the ambulances, but any kind of first responders. And reaching airports, forget about it. 20 international flights stuck on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. Whew. 29. Amazing. All right, speaking of being shut down, boy, there's been a lot of crazy things with planes lately. And Delta, the latest, a Delta flight had to make an emergency landing in Colorado. Don't know if you perhaps heard this earlier in the day. If you're a news junkie, you might have. But Delta Airlines said it was just an engine problem. I like when they say that. I heard somewhere, and that's how they described it. It was just an engine problem. Oh, that's all. So the just an engine problem made that emergency landing in Colorado Springs. A couple of passengers got some bruises and bumps, that kind of stuff, but everybody was okay. That's the good news. It was flying from Detroit to Phoenix, the plane was, when the captain saw that there was a problem with one of the engines. So what do you do then? Of course, you divert the flight and try to get down, and that's what he did. So he did the right thing because he was getting different lights that were coming on. They got another indicator light that showed that there was overheating in the rear wheel, and there was a fire in the main landing gear when the plane landed. Wow. That's when, you know, you're just so happy to parachute down. You know, you go off on those slides at the side of the plane. Oh, and that's when one of the injuries, by the way, happened. But at least the people were safe. You start seeing those lights pop up like Christmas tree lights. You know it's time to bail. And certainly that pilot knew it. So thank goodness those people are safe. Coming up next, Steve Budin here on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, downhearted and confused because
lately. Can you believe it, folks? We're already at the last week in the regular season in the NFL. I'm kind of sad, I got to tell you, but very excited about the playoffs. Each and every week, we love talking to this guy, Steve Boone, sportsinfo.com. Steve, how fast did this arrive?
Oh, my God. I was just telling you off the air, you know, it's like the end of summer camp. I want to hug it out with my counselors. And, you know, now you know why the league wants to add two games to the season, because it's just not enough time.
Yeah, there you go.
We're getting a little bankroll going.
I agree. Absolutely. I'm finally getting the hang of it. You showed us some tricks along the way. And speaking of tricks along the way, it was last week when you said, hey, look out for the Dolphins, and they were playing Detroit. And sure enough, look what happened with the Lions and the Dolphins game.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm right. You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. But the thing about this year that stands out to me the most, it seemed like the year of disappointment, especially for the marquee teams. So many teams went into this year hyped up, like Minnesota and the Cowboys and the Giants and all the big-name teams. And at the end of the day, you know, none of those teams came to the table. Even the Jets, you know, we thought they were playing, you know, footsie with the Super Bowl this year. It turns out they were just playing footsie.
Love that reference. Boy, no kidding.
And you know, it's funny how a team like New England, which is really a marquee football team, could fly under the radar because nobody expected them to be in the position they're in right now, back again as an elite team. You got to feel Brady back to form, possibly one of the best quarterbacks of our time, if not the best.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, the Eagles screw up big time last week. That was humiliating, that game, I think,
just
for the Masters.
Just didn't show up. I mean, obviously it was an emotional letdown, and we talk about these look-ahead and letdown scenarios, and when you have a team, you know, like Philly coming off of an emotional win like they did, you know, it kind of makes sense that they would let down. But really, if you take out that fourth quarter, that unbelievable miracle fourth quarter that Philadelphia put together against the Giants that didn't just bury me but buried all my clients along with it. You know, they really haven't played good football, you know, in two or three games now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the things we talked about on the show, you know, a couple of weeks ago was how the good teams want to have the momentum going into, the postseason. One of those teams I think we have to mention is the New Orleans Saints, because nobody gave them a Chinaman's chance all year long, and now all of a sudden, right when it matters the most, right at the time when everyone's trying to get their momentum, New Orleans is a contender again. And if anybody can beat New England on a neutral field, because I don't think anybody is going to beat New England in New England, I think it's the Saints.
Wow. I agree with you. It's I'll tell you about
and
the
I'm rooting,
under
I mean, I'm rooting for Pittsburgh. I was on the show, if you remember, in week three or week four, I think it was, and I told you Pittsburgh was a 15-1, you know, 15-1 underdog to win the Super
sure.
Bowl. At the time, you know, Ben Roethlisberger hadn't made his way back, and we talked about championship defenses
yep.
and how defense wins Super Bowls. You know, Pittsburgh, if they can get it together and start to click, you know, and I'm not just rooting for my 15-1, although I am, I think they could possibly give New England a run for the money just because their defense has the potential of being so good. We haven't seen that defense the last few weeks. They've kind of been laid back since Roethlisberger got back, and they knew they didn't have to play as hard.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so the Bears' fates and fortunes change. They're taking on the Packers, and the Pack is actually favored by 10 in this one. Ooh, would you touch this game?
Well, yeah, I would, and I'll tell you why. You know, we saw the Bears play the Jets, and everybody was so impressed that the Bears beat the Jets, except me. And what I didn't understand, Mark Sanchez looked like Roger Staubach in that game. I mean, he lit the Bears up. Well, if Mark Sanchez and Brian Schottenheimer, at the offensive coordinator, can look like the 1977 Dallas Cowboys, what's Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers going to look like against this team? They have to be 10-point favorites.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. You say don't be afraid of it, right?
Don't be afraid. Sometimes you got to go with the obvious. I think the pack wins this game by double digits. I'm not afraid of that line.
Yeah. You talked about the Saints, and the Saints, of course, are hosting Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's been a crazy team this year, 9-6. Did the Saints in this one? It's by 8. You wouldn't be afraid of that line either.
Well, that's where I love Tampa Bay. Normally, is getting points on the road. You know, getting a bunch of points, they've done very well this year that way. But, again, when we talk about how good New Orleans is playing, you know, New Orleans by double digits is not such a hard thing to do. They do it very often. And Tampa Bay, if you look at who they beat this year, they haven't really beat a quality team. Every time they go up against a quality team, they lose. The only people they really beat are the bad teams. So I think here, again, can't be too hyped up on Tampa Bay. You know, I don't like to play every favorite on the board and lay big wood all the time. But again, here's a situation where I would lay the wood. I go with the better team, New Orleans, who's a veteran team, veteran quarterback, and they know how important it is to go into the postseason with momentum. I think that New Orleans is a safe bet here.
There you go. What would your play be with the disappointing Giants against the Redskins?
Right. Well, the Giants, they need to win, obviously, and they need a lot. They need Santa Claus to come in and give them some late Christmas presents as well. It's hard to touch the game, but, you know, again, I'm not a big fan of Washington. They did show me some heart last week, but this four-point line, just looking at it without any emotion and without any deep thought, 4 points seems very cheap for the Giants against a Washington team that's kind of struggling for their identity. I would go with Big Blue here. Again, laying the 4. Now, that's 3 favorites in a row.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, speaking of favorites, and you talked about them, glowing about them, how they were under the radar, like we've been saying, the Patriots. Boy, is this a layup game, New England by 5 over
the
Dolphins?
Well, New England, you know, you got to realize a couple of things. First of all, Miami, one of the best road teams against the spread in the NFL, and play very well in New England. 4-0-1 their last 5 in New England. And New England, they've already clinched. They've clinched home field advantage, and a lot of people are going to be looking at this game and saying, wow, New England 3 over the Dolphins, how could that be? Well, New England's not going to play anybody. I mean, maybe Brady will take a few snaps, but, man, I don't think Belichick is going to risk Brady playing in this game, potentially getting hurt for the postseason when they have absolutely nothing to gain but rhythm. And I understand rhythm is important, but again, you know, I just don't see them playing their starters. I actually going to take the Dolphins here and plus the 3 points. And I think they probably win this game easy because they're going to play their starters the entire game. They still need to see what's going on. The Sparano, believe it or not, is fighting for a job. And, you know, I think the Dolphins will rally around that. New England, I don't think they're going to show up to this game.
Yeah. Most, in your eyes, because we've talked about this now throughout the entire season, most disappointing team, Cowboys, Colts, what would you say?
Well, the Colts can still make it. So, I mean, the Colts, you know, they have a way of looking lousy all year and sneaking their way into the playoffs and doing some damage. So I'm going to reserve my opinion about the Colts. But the Cowboys, the Giants, the Jets, you know, Minnesota, you know, just really disappointing teams. I've never seen so many coaches, and I don't remember ever this many coaches getting fired during the season. It almost became a trend, like fire your coach and your team plays better. You know, it happened in Dallas, you know, it happened in Denver. You know, now Tebow is, you know, no one ever gave him a chance to be a quarterback in the NFL. You know, but God loves Tebow, and you can never bet against God.
Right, there you go. And also wrapping up the season and looking ahead, there's no, what's going to happen with this collective bargaining agreement situation? Do you think that we're going to see no NFL?
I can't believe in my heart of hearts that the players would be so dumb, but this is a position where, you know, if they don't strike ever, there is no reason for the players' organization. There is no reason to have, you know, representation, you know, in a union and all that stuff. And it's almost like they strike because they have to in order to make themselves, you know, feel important. You know, I think it's crazy. I think that the league should compromise if they're trying to add two games and they're willing to take away two preseason games. You know, pay the players a little extra. There's plenty of money to go around, whatever it is. We're not talking about shaking up the overall percentage of how much revenue goes to the owners compared to the players. We're talking a very little bit to satisfy these guys. I can understand they don't want to take, you know, the extra. And I think that's the big issue, the extra two games. Nobody want, you know, we're seeing a lot of injuries. But
sure,
at the same time, the NFL has really stepped up this year. Their defense of the quarterbacks. They've stepped up the, you know, the calling the penalties on the illegal spears, even questionable calls that possibly would be fine. They're getting the flags this year. I think they're doing their job to protect the players. Man, I really hope there's no lockout. Obviously, I'm out of work if there's a lockout, and that's no fun for me. I mean, I can only get by on college football for so long. I'm going to be hoping and praying that these guys come to their senses. Maybe we miss a few preseason games, but that's about it.
Boy, I agree with you. Steve Budin, a lot of fun once again, and hopefully we'll keep – we want to talk to you through the playoffs, so we'll keep talking
to you. Absolutely.
Great, great. I can't wait to hear
your
insights.
I just have to figure out how to make one game last for a few minutes.
There you go. Steve Budin, you're terrific. Thanks so much for joining us every week on America
Tonight.
All
right, I'll see you next week. Don't give up on Miami this week. Never bring one week to the next. Every week is separate. We made money against them last week. We make money with them this week.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
America, on your last day of 2010, are you busy getting resolutions ready? Let's see. Have more fun, and then have some more fun. How about that resolution? The resolution to not sweat the small stuff. That's my favorite. I'm sticking to that one. Not sweat the small stuff. How about all of you out there? If you have some good resolutions and you want to share, please do. AmericaTonight.net. Shoot them to me that way. Don't forget, easy for me to say, coming up in our third hour. I swear this wasn't Spike. Coming up in our third hour, we have another Nail the Score. It's our final Nail the Score for the season. We do play the game in the postseason, but it's a little bit different. Because we're coming to the end of the road. And who knows, like we were just talking about there with Steve Budin, will we end up seeing a strike? No collective bargaining agreement in the NFL. There certainly is a very good possibility of that. All right, we want to take you down this road where we hit some of the top headlines that I was mentioning from the get-go when we first started the show. And because it is a new year, you know what that means? It means people are idiots. They get on the road after they've had way too many drinks and way too much fun. Just give somebody your keys. And if you're in Florida or you're in Texas, look out, because Florida is having a no-refusal DUI checkpoint all over. I mean, the state, they're having them all over the place. And they're demanding that that you acquiesce if you are pulled over, let's say. Same thing with Texas. So the two states that are doing that, and not the only ones, think that they're going to probably catch a few people in the net. And maybe by putting it out there with the threat, somebody thinks twice and they don't get behind the wheel and do something stupid. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration expects this to be one of the deadliest weekends on the road. For some reason, it brings out every crazy, every idiot. And the drunk driving, the statistics bear it out. It's a terrible time to be driving. So what are you doing on New Year's Eve? Are you sticking close to the castle? Or are you going off to a party somewhere, but you have a way to get there so you don't have to worry about it? You don't have to worry about, oh, I might be pulled over. They might demand that I have a breath test. See, this is what the deal is. If you refuse to take the test, a judge is on site. They issue a warrant that allows the cops to do a mandatory blood test. And they're doing it in Tampa Bay. They're doing it in Miami. They're doing it, like I said, all over Florida. And they're doing the same thing in Texas, too. So what's interesting is the federal government says Florida has among the highest rates of breathalyzer refusal because you have attorneys telling the clients, what do you think they're telling them? Don't blow, don't blow, don't blow. They ask you to walk a straight line or do all these other things, do it, but do not do it. Do not get on the machine. Well, like I said, now they're coming up with ways to get around it. But somebody sent me an email earlier in the day and asked me, do you think that this is fair? Do you think it's fair to have these no refusal checkpoints? Are you violating people's civil rights by setting up these things in all these different counties? I think it's more, you know, in this case, as I am so much about the teeny-weeny red tape of the government, in this case, I would say you don't want people killed with fools that are driving cars way too fast and zigging and zagging all over the road. So I think it could be a good program. Now, the problem arises when you have people who get pulled over and really haven't had too much to drink, and they're the ones that are getting hassled. As somebody said to me, they're getting hassled about the whole breathalyzer thing. And what happens if the breathalyzer isn't accurate? Well, that's the deal. So you get a chance to either blow on the machine that's known to have inaccuracies or to have your blood drawn. I have a feeling that if a good lawyer got a hold of a case like this, they could dance around the constitutionality, no question about it. So if you, in this case, because it's no refusal, you're not submitting to it voluntarily, I'd wonder how many of these hold up in court, in other words. How many of these hold up? And see, to me, once again, who do you blame for all this? You blame the fools that drive drunk. If my rights are violated or your rights are violated and we're hassled and we hate it and we can't understand why, it's because there's too many drunken fools that have done some horrific things that have now given credence to the thought that, geez, we've got to put up these roadblocks. We've got to pull people over because there's too many people that aren't using their turn signals, that are speeding up, driving erratic, they're slowing down. Obviously, something is going on. And certainly, none of us want to be victims of drunk drivers either. So here's the thing. It's not a lecture. This is what's thrown out there, that at least in Florida and Texas, they're doing it. There's a good chance you could end up going down a road where you would have to be part of this no refusal DUI checkpoint. And if they pull you over and ask you to do that, then you have a decision to make, basically. And it's sometimes about timing. How many drinks have you had when you're actually asked to be pulled over? I'm wondering, in those of you who are still alive and kicking, how many of you have ever done the breathalyzer thing? How many of you have ever been pulled over when you weren't drunk? That happened to me. I did do a breathalyzer test one time in my life, and it happened, gosh, probably about 11 years ago or so. It must have been 11 years ago. And I was in California, and I did a California stop. I was never good at those stop signs. Okay, stop, put on the brakes, but didn't wait however many seconds. And there were police, and we were coming out, a friend and I were coming out of a club, and there were police right there when we came out. So they saw, pulled me over, and of course, I think I had nothing to drive. I think I had like a half a glass of wine or something, hardly anything. So I wasn't necessarily panicked, but it was embarrassing, and they were kind of hassling me. And she was frantically digging through the glove compartment to try to find the stuff they needed, the registration and all of that. And they wanted me to do a test and walk a straight line and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. And it was just because of the way I came out of there. Not the way I walked to the car. They didn't see any of that. Not the way we got in the car. None of that. Just simply what had happened at the stop sign. And then, of course, once I did the test, which now you come to think of it, how inaccurate they can be, there was nothing there. So they didn't, you know, they didn't, that was it. They just said, okay, fine, or whatever the last couple of words were. But I'm wondering how many of you have had to do the same thing. And did you refuse to take the breathalyzer, or what was that experience like for you? I mean, let's face it, nobody wants to get pulled over for anything. Nobody wants to get hassled about anything. But you definitely don't want to deal with anything related to drinking. I said that we were going to talk about resolutions, kind of weave them in and out here on this first hour, or in this first hour of America Tonight, and probably throughout the show, too. And here's a good one. If you're going to be a whistleblower, so here's the resolution. If you're going to man up and you're going to whistleblow, be able to face the music. Because it's like WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and the fact that, you know, now he's got his little ankle bracelet and he's hanging out with some rich people in London waiting to see if he's going to be extradited to Sweden. Well, WikiLeaks slowly but surely is becoming a not too popular website with people in the good old United States. I was kind of surprised, I have to admit, that a CNN opinion research poll found that 77%, pretty high number, right? I mean, I know it's a sampling and all that, but 77% of Americans disapprove of the release of all those confidential government documents, all the State Department secret memos and not secret memos, but all the memos that were released and then everything that happened with the Pentagon. So only 20% approved of WikiLeaks doing that. And the poll was just done a week or so ago. And like I said, you know, you can take a poll and you can twist it, manipulate it any way you want to manipulate it. But I found that kind of fascinating. In my own poll among people I know, people in the industry and people outside of the industry, a lot of people support Assange. They think he's kind of a jerk, but they support him releasing the docs on a website because, hey, if he gets the information and he has the access and someone's given it to him, who else would do the same thing? What other news organization would do the same thing? And see, that's where the confusion comes in. Really, that the website, that's what the website is based on. It's not journalism. The website is based on releasing secrets. But I think this time he got burned because he got just a little bit too close. Or is he being set up? Is it really a setup and now he's feeling the heat? He's having a lot of trouble with money and people are trying to help pay for his defense, and then they're going to wait and see what happens with the whole Swedish thing, whether or not he gets extradited. All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Topping this edition of We Can Count, the Jets fined for tripping. Bad wings, cars piled up in North Dakota. Do you think that's unusual? And porn sites shut down in China. Let's start first with the Jets. You know that little tripping thing that happened? Oh, they played it 1,000 times on ESPN, I think, and Fox. It was rather odd, I have to say. But because of what the coach did, they're going to have to pay for the foot that was put out, let's say, in the way. The National Football League said you just can't trip. You can't do that. You can't trip somebody if you don't like what's going on. So it was the coach's tripping of an opposing player along those sidelines during a game this past month. Did you watch that game? It was during the Miami Dolphins game, actually. And what happened was the strength and conditioning coach, because people were saying, who? Who's that guy? Al Asola? Who is he? They're saying he intentionally tripped the rookie corner for the Dolphins during a punt in the third quarter. What a lame game that was, too. Remember, the Dolphins beat the Jets 10-6. But the Jets didn't say much about it. They said, we'll comply with the league's decision, and they just left it at that. And Carroll, who is the corner, Nolan Carroll, covered by two Jets players, I mean, he's being really sandwiched by them, was running along the sideline toward the punt returner when it happened. It was in the Meadowlands because it was a home game for them. And clearly, if you look at the video, you can see that he was out of bounds and trying to run back in the field when he was tripped. And and the coach had his knee forward. The knee caught him. He stumbled to the ground, and you know, eventually he got up and got off the field. But you knew they were going to nail him for that one. And as far as the conditioning coach, he was fined $25,000 because he said he did it. And initially he was suspended for the rest of the season. But a week or so ago, the team said that they decided not, you know, to lift that suspension because he had told players to stand with him near the sideline. And what was odd about that is that he told the reporters who were just pounding him to the ground for answers that he didn't tell anyone to stand close to the sidelines because that was the whole idea. So anyway, that's what led to the suspension. Then they lifted it, and then they suspended him indefinitely. That's typical of the Jets season. We can't make up our mind. Let's get our facts straight, and then we're going to go back and investigate this a little bit further. Did he tell the players to line up and crowd the sideline? Did he stick his knee out? Did he trip the rookie Dolphin corner who was running down the sidelines? And the answer is, I guess he did, huh? Because he copped to it in the end. After they had to turn him upside down a few times and get him to tell the truth. Ooh. We move from the Jets' paltry fine of $100,000 to all the cars that piled up in North Dakota. I guess there are other places besides New York City that get snow. So here's the scoop. It was a chain reaction wreck. You know, you hear about those. Imagine being in one? No thanks. But the rain, the rain and the snow, because they had a little bit of rain mixed in there, was so strong that it was just incredibly dangerous in the Rockies and the Upper Plains. There's about 100 cars, give or take, Thursday near Fargo, North Dakota. And the state highway patrol guys flat out said it's just not fit for anyone to be out there. You know, if they're saying that, you should not be on the roads. Ice, rain, all that stuff, that leads to terrible conditions. So what happened, it was I-94, and it was just outside of Fargo. Two semis jackknifed, and then there were cars caught up in between, about 30 crashes. You know, they totaled the individual crashes. One person was critically injured, and then there was four other injuries, two minor injuries, and that was it. But clearing the accident was pretty tough, and so it jammed up traffic for a long time, too, because they had to get cars out of ditches. They had to pick up people who were stranded. They had to use snowmobiles. They had to use buses. Guess it was a real mess. Speaking of a real mess, and this goes to the numbers, too, they've now had their 12th county declare a state of emergency because of the rain and wind storms. So in California, the acting governor, do you know who that is? Abel Maldonado declared a state of emergency for yet another one of those counties, Mariposa County. Why extreme weather and storm conditions? And what are we talking about when we say extreme weather? The extreme weather, as they were saying, hurricane-like winds, 94 miles an hour. But they just cannot catch a break in Cali. It's awful. Right where I used to live in Santa Maria and Santa Barbara, they're saying it's some of the wettest weather that they have ever seen. They think it's going to surpass all records. And so with those conditions, they had cars that were blown off the highway. Blown off the highway. I mean, what kind of wind is that? 94-mile-an-hour winds, I guess. That's what happens. And the visibility, too, was terrible because of all that was mixed in, obviously, all over the place, and especially in the central part of California now. Like I said, they're the latest to get socked by it. So how about that? 12 counties. Whew. I can't, for the time that I lived there, as much as we dealt with some strange things, the mudslides and the droughts and then some pretty bad storms, nothing, absolutely nothing like they're seeing right now. All right, next up on the list, I said we were going to talk about the porn sites that are shut down in China. Boy, the Chinese really cracked down. They're all over the Internet anyway. They really cracked down and started to pour through some of those pornographic websites. So the campaign, and that was their big push to shut them down, led to 60,000 being closed off, and they've got over 2,000 or so criminal cases starting to pile up, actually. Held a big old news conference and said that 350 million pieces of pornography and indecent internet content was actually eliminated. They started a special campaign about a year ago to rid the internet of pornographic and vulgar content. Yeah, how do you, the internet is the Wild West. How do you keep up with it? It's like keeping up with viruses. But I think 60,000 is a lot. They say that the tips that they get, they have a tip line. They get, you know, 170,000 tips a day. Wow, 170,000. You know why? There are 450 million people in China, and they say 450 million people in China. They don't differentiate. Use the internet. It's all about the internet. Internet cafes in some of the bigger cities are all the rage. So, and no doubt there's problems with that. This is a follow-up as we get out of We Can Count to some of the things that we were talking about to kind of wrap up this first hour here on ATN. You know, I always say this, we mix it up in every direction, right? We're talking about resolutions and what resolutions people were making for the new year, and I threw out a few for some of the notorious from this past year that made big headlines, like Tiger Woods and Brett Favre and whatnot, and the whole sexting thing. How can people be that stupid? Because it's right there, and Favre was one of the worst, and certainly so was Tiger Woods, and certainly Tony Parker was too. And then we also talked about those checkpoints in Florida and Texas and the fact that there was a no refusal. So if you refused to breathe into the breathalyzer, then you had to do the blood test thing. And I got a couple of interesting chats on this, including Jack in Australia telling us that in Australia, if you refuse to blow in the machine, it's an automatic loss of license. So they're not putting up with any of that. They're saying, forget about it. You're going to lose your license. And I also asked if anybody ever had to do that. And I mentioned what had happened to me in that strange pullover when I was coming out of a club. And I had a couple of you say that you had to do the same thing, but that nothing was made of it, that you pretty much, there was nothing there. You hadn't had any drinks, but you were asked to do it. You did it feeling pretty confident that nothing was going to come up on the machine. But wouldn't that be the worst? You had no drinks, and somehow the machine malfunctions, and it says you're a liar. Have any thoughts on the show? Please send them to me. Happy New Year, everybody, at AmericaTonight.net.